Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. It's a very smoky day out there. Fires in Canada, so keep your head on a swivel. What we're going to do to start the program, good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good. What's happening with you?
Not too much. Let's go direct to Ron Rivera out at Commanders minicamp. We'll be back right after that. Here comes Ron.
Workout, you know, we'll send them inside, and then we'll have to consider tomorrow potentially going inside the bubble to practice, which if we can avoid it, we will. But if not, you know, if the air quality becomes a little too concerning, then we most certainly will go in. But we've looked at it. We've talked to the medical personnel. And as of right now, we're okay. Again, the only concern what we would have for anybody is that anybody that does have a respiratory concerns like asthma or something.
Should you have to go into the bubble tomorrow, it's one thing to do it in season with 53 guys, but with this many people, how much of a limitations, how much does that limit what you guys can do?
It would probably limit some of the things in terms of having to share this field and split it. We would probably have to limit some of the other drills that we have and really just get to the meat of the practice as soon as we're warmed up, properly warmed up and ready to go.
And as far as Cole Turner goes, obviously it looks like he's having another good year. He told us yesterday that he actually, I guess, the hamstring injury was maybe even worse than we had realized. How much difference are you seeing from him? Does he look even better now than he was at this point last year with the strengthening his hamstring, losing some body fat, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Cole, more so than anything else, obviously last year, was that the injury was a major setback, and it did take a little bit longer to heal up. And so the hard part for it was we really didn't see a guy, you know, that had a lot of potential coming in for us. What we have seen, obviously, has been he's had a great spring. He's been here almost the entire offseason on a voluntary basis, doing the things that he needs to do and develop. One thing, as you've seen, is he's got a really good grasp of the offense so far. He's still learning it. But, you know, he's learning it quickly and doing the things that we need to have him do to be able to help us go forward.
And sorry, just one more on Cole. With regards to, like, a young guy who, you know, he played last year, but, you know, was still learning. How do you know, at what point do you typically think you can tell this guy is ready to go to another level? When we're planning for the season, we know this guy, we can give him more than maybe you're even thinking now.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, is them showing us what they've learned, you know, what they're doing out on the field. And part of it too is in this offense, with what Eric's doing with players, is being able to play more than just one spot. You know, in terms of the skill guys. You know, for the tight ends, there's the Y, there's the U, or the F. You know, depending on how you want to look at it. You know, there's like about four or five different tight end positions. That and having him be able to play one and go to the other and play it as well. I think that's the thing that we're looking at.
Ron, you guys have been almost exclusively working on pass game stuff, very little run action, especially in the team drills. What's the calculation on going that heavy on in one phase of the game this time of year, both offensively and defensively?
Well, two things, mostly on the offensive side, is getting the throws for the quarterbacks more than anything else. This is a precision offense. You know, a lot of it has to do with timing and accuracy, you know, putting the ball where it needs to be thrown. And then quite honestly, secondly, is one thing is that, you know, in sitting out and talking with the coaches, that if we limit the run game right now, when we're actually doing some of the competitive stuff, it's going to limit the collisions. And so, you know, we got whacked last year, lost a couple of practices and stuff. And, you know, we're trying to limit those collisions. And you know, it's one of the things that we got to constantly remind our guys is that we're not asking them to compete for the ball right now. And so just trying to be careful with them.
And then, I mean, obviously with your defensive background, like, run fits are complicated. They are intricate. So how much are you able to do this week with the walkthroughs right. and also in the meeting rooms?
Well, what we've been doing, I don't know if you guys have noticed, is, you know, we're on two separate fields. And one of the things that we've done this year is we've focused more on stuff like that in terms of the defense giving each other the looks and the defense each working on the run fits as a group as opposed to coming in and trying to do it while we're doing a team run drill. So we've gotten away from that in terms of the live practice action to just using that for the installation and walkthrough stuff. We have made a concerted effort in terms of what we've done is we do more individual, more group, and we haven't done as much team in terms of that stuff. But what we've taken when we do the team, it has been a high concentration of pass.
For pass rushers like Montez and Chase, we're talking about finishing better. What is that kind of – how does a pass rusher get there? I know, like, bringing down the quarterback, but what are the steps that kind of need to happen? Like, what do the best pass rushers in this game do that
– They get to the quarterback. And again, not necessarily getting him down as much as impacting the play. You know, forcing the quarterback to throw the ball sooner than he wants to, throwing the ball away, tucking it and running. That's more the finishing. A lot of times, instead of just, hey, winning, but then getting washed by – you know, that's not effective enough, you know, because all the quarterback does is step up and throw the ball or get a little more deeper and throw the ball. And so then when they talk about finishing, that's getting to the quarterback, impacting the quarterback, you know, getting him to move and impacting the play.
And with kind of how dominant Jonathan and Duran are, what would it do for this defense to have edge rushers that consistently get to the quarterback?
Well, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is it's going to do one of two things. Is they're going to, you know, accumulate the sacks. You know, last year we were pretty good on third downs, and we really took a huge jump, and Jack and the staff did a hell of a job. But, you know, add one more element to it, and now it does impact the games even more so for us and creates even more opportunities to have one, you know, to win a few more games.
Forbes had a couple strong reps yesterday. Has he kind of risen to that level that you expected, and especially kind of on that physical front, you know, coming up to the physical level of this league?
Well, I think the biggest thing in terms of just watching him move around more so than anything else, it's what we were hoping for. I mean, we're looking for a guy that can impact the ball when it's being thrown, when it's in the air. And that's who he was in college, and that's what he's showing us so far. So it's been pretty exciting, and we're feeling really good about it so far. You know, obviously there is the physical nature of the game that we'll have to watch once we get the pads on. But as of right now, everything else he's done is done exactly what we saw. He is a ball hawk. He does time it out very well. He does put himself in position. You know, and he's working against some of the best route runners right now in the league. And that's kind of neat to watch, you know, this young man grow already. So it's been a very good off season with him so far. I believe it's only, you know, 2.5 weeks that we've had him, but it's been good to watch.
Ron, the last couple of years, you've had a template for how to win games pretty typically. You run the ball a lot, play pretty good defense, and don't turn the ball over. Do you anticipate you can win games maybe in different ways going forward with Eric here and with some of the defensive improvements as well?
I believe so. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, with what we want to do offensively and again, feeling pretty good about the quarterback position. I mean, not that we didn't feel good about it, you know, back then, but these are guys with a little different dimension, and if we, you know, if it is true and they do come through and do play the way that we hope that they can play, we believe they can play, with some of the things that we're doing on the offensive side, it most certainly could change and impact us in a positive fashion. I think some of the you know, stuff that sitting down and listening to Eric talk about it, you know, the excitement in which he talks about it is great. But to listen to the strategy side of it and how he wants to attack and the way he wants to attack and the way he wants to use the throws and the way he wants to use the runs, there are some opportunities for us, and I'm pretty excited about that.
This is B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. You're listening to Ron Rivera's second day mandatory press conference before practice starts with the media.
The first day of minicamp here yesterday, especially with Leno being back out there?
Well, I thought it was really good. I really did. You know, the nice thing is the depth is showing itself right now, and that's a huge plus for us because as far as the depth's concerned, you know, while Charles was out, you know, Cornelius Lucas, who has started for us, you know, in all 3 years he's been here with us, just stepped in and did the job that we know he's capable of. And if he has to become a starter again, he would come in and help us just like he has. So we feel good about that. What I've really enjoyed seeing is some of the younger guys that have gotten more opportunities. You know, we've put Sam Cosmi in one position, and we've left him at that at right guard, and he seems to really settle in really nicely working alongside Andrew. That was kind of cool to watch. And then looking at the left guard position, Sadiq has really done a nice job, but, you know, Chris Paul is really just nipping at the heels of all of our offensive linemen because one thing we found about Chris is that he has got great position flex. He's shown that he can play both guard positions, and we believe so. And there's some questions of whether he can do tackle. I mean, it's something we're going to look at once we get, you know, into the pads in the summer and see if he's capable of that as well. So that's another huge plus. Then watching some of the depth things that we have going on at center. That's been another nice spot. You know, we brought in Trenton Scott as far as another tackle backup, a guy that can help us in those situations. We drafted Braden because of that. You know, we drafted Ricky because of that. We got Tyler, who's coming off the injury, who last year as our starting center, he was 6-1-1. So we feel good about the depth right now, and, you know, we got to get through it, stay healthy, obviously, and, you know, we think we're doing some things the right way.
Can you get a good sense of where your offensive line is at, even though you're not running the ball, even though you're not going live a ton?
Yeah, I think so. As far as right now, they're going in the right direction. I mean, that's probably the biggest things we see is, you know, and on the limited times when we are running the ball, you know, because we have, you know, we do have some RPO stuff. And so the ball has been handed off a couple times. You do see some of the creases. You see that, you know, they've made those holes. But as far as the run game is concerned, we're not quite there yet with that as far as knowing. But the pass protection is pretty good. You know, we did some blitz stuff the other day, and watching those guys communicate and pass off the blitzers was pretty good. And so there's, you know, they're most certainly are headed in the right direction.
For the last 2 years, you know, because of injuries or lack of discipline, you haven't always had those four first-round picks on the defensive line playing up to maybe their potential. Do you think that this year they could do that, and if so, why?
I think so. I think if everything comes together, and it's not necessarily just been, you know, putting it on the D line, but part of it has to do with some of the coverage stuff that we struggled with. But that seemed to really straighten itself out last year. I think Jack and the defense staff have done a really nice job with that stuff. You know, with mixing up some of the coverages with some of the pressures. And then the development of some of the other younger players, especially the younger defensive backs. I mean, you know, Defoe stepping up the way he has. You know, Cam continues to play like a solid veteran for us and productive guy. You know, you got Kendall out there who did some really good things for us last year. And, you know, if we can keep Benjamin on the field, who really showed that he has the potential to be a real physical corner for us, and then add on those young guys, I think that can be something that can really help, you know, the front as well.
Can Eric Bieniemy be an asset in terms of helping out the offensive line too and maybe improving their play via his schemes or play calling?
Oh, most certainly. I think one of the things that is interesting is a lot of the stuff is being put on the quarterback and the center immediately. You know, there's a lot of things that Eric has in terms of tools for the quarterback to ID and identify things. And so it'll be up to them to make sure they're communicating. That's one of the things that Sam and Jacoby and Jake, for the most part, all three of those guys have really picked up very quickly is how to help identify stuff for the offensive line. And then also having the tools of being able to audible into something quicker to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands sooner. So there's a lot of positives that Eric has really been instilling in these guys, and they seem to have grasped it pretty well.
Last one. Yeah, we chatted with Sam Cosmi yesterday. He said he went to you and said, whatever position you need me to play, I'll do it. How relieving is that as a coach? I bet you've been on the other side of those conversations.
Well, it was really good just because of the fact that, you know, knowing that he was up to it and whether it was at tackle or guard, he was more than willing to play either spot. And what it did was it really helped us in terms of going out and getting, seeing if we can get Andrew, knowing that Andrew would come in and be able to play the right tackle position. Nice thing about Andrew, though, is he could play either side as well as guard But knowing that Sam was, you know, up to it, and we just feel with Sam's athleticism, you know, as a guard, you know, it would be a real big plus for us. So it's been good for him. I know it's been good for him because you can see it on tape. And also just developing the rapport with one guy right now has been, I think, also another thing that's helped him. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Ask Coach.
All right,
there you go. I didn't know you were here, Jay.
I'm here, brother.
Well, I thought you were in there looking the man in the eyes.
I'm different logistics today, so I just listened to it here. A couple of really interesting things stood out to me there, B. I don't want to belittle anyone. I remember doing this for a while now, especially this time of year and then early in training camp. You'll ask a coach about a specific player, and they'll just rattle off the whole position group because they didn't want to talk about any specifics yet.
Yep.
When Ron Rivera got asked how his O-line's performing, and that question somehow ended with him saying Chris Paul might be able to play tackle, I couldn't help but kind of hold it in. I wasn't sure if my mic was hot, so I just kind of kept my reaction to myself on that one. But like,
we better find out he can play guard first.
Yeah, let's see if he can play guard.
Before he tries anything else. I really believe what they're doing is trying to put people in different spots, because let's just be real. And I know he says it a lot, but it's very, very vital that you have players that can play multiple positions. As I always brag on Raleigh McKenzie, Raleigh played from right tackle all the way over. He was a much
I saw Rollo at your event.
He was a much better guard than center, but he can play tackle and play it damn well. Ray Brown, another guy, did it all. Joe Jacoby was all over the place. So when you have that capability and then you get guys get nicked up in the game, you won't be feeling like you're stressed out. And I think that's what they're trying to do. Find out who can do what and how well they can do it. But still, in my book, I think Chris Paul needs to prove to me he can play guard. I haven't seen that yet.
Totally. I think some of the possession flex stuff is great, and on the line it makes sense. But I do think you got to identify your edge guys versus your interior guys, at least early on. You get a guy that's played in the NFL for 9 years, he can probably move around because he understands conceptually and he understands enough of not every play is about a pancake block. Some plays are about just giving your quarterback enough time or giving your back a little bit of a seam. You know what I mean? But young guys that haven't really played, they're going to need more time.
They will.
So the interesting question there about not running the ball in these minicamp sessions, there's a few things. I think Ron answered that pretty diplomatically.
We don't run the ball because at that – why try to work on running the ball right now when you don't want people being hit, when you don't want people going to the ground? You were fine last year. You lost practices and things of that nature. And guess what? It's not the biggest part of the game any damn more. You don't really worry about installing it or putting it in until you put pads on. Simple as that.
Totally.
People that really know football and cover it would know that.
Well, you're not going to run – you really don't run the ball a lot until you get pads on in training camp, which is – I think the first 4 days of camp you're not allowed to have pads on. Then they have an off day. So it's like that fifth day is the first day pads come on.
Yeah.
That's when you start to hear a little bit of thud.
And this is the thing. Like, I'm playing in Andy's offense, as I told you before. Like, in the off season, we did mostly passing. You know, the run stuff did not come until you put the pads on. All right, and the first 3 days of training camp with Andy was three straight tour days. And then after that, I don't think we ever went tour days again. Whenever we put on full pads, you know, you'll get a little run, 9-on-7, pads come off, shells came on, then it's the track meet again. You know what I'm saying? And I think Eric has really, really learned from what he did with Andy to where – this is how you get your team in shape. While doing football things, you get in shape. Listen, every year people come in, and I hear a lot of the people saying, oh, this guy's in great shape. He's been running straight ahead on a treadmill or on a track. That's not football. Football is running, planting your foot, cutting impromptu. And you get into the better shape. Your ligaments, your joints, everything begin to work with you. And I think by doing that in a full-speed manner without taking everybody to the ground, you know, I grew up like that. I played football like that for my first 10 years. Then going to be with Andy for 3 years, I realized there is another way, because everyone always talked early, in the early 90s, the 49ers were doing that. And I would say they were one of the better teams in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So it's a way, long as you do it with crispness, and also you got to protect each other.
Well, there's another fact. I agree with all that, B. And, I mean, you do have to keep in mind that they got docked practices for hitting too much.
Exactly.
But there's one more factor that, like, Ron got asked about, you know, if Brissett's going to get first-team reps yesterday. And his answer was some sort of diplomatic version of, yeah, we'll see. And then today they get asked about if they're going to run the ball. And his answer is like, yeah, we'll get there eventually. They have a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
They want to give this kid as many opportunities as possible to help his development and to figure out what they got in the kid.
Yeah.
That's important thing going on out here.
We need to realize one thing, too. A part of our run game is going to be quick flat routes to the running back. It's going to be – remember I told you about how Andy would run this play? It was a screen. It looked like it was going to be a screen, but then the running back put his outside foot in the ground and go right in the middle of the field. It's going to be the flat with a route like that off of it. You know, all of those things are going to be extensions of the run. It's not going to be the run game as you've seen it in the past, where we line up and we're going to just run at you. The thing about this offense, what it does, and I know Leslie Shepard, when he was on with me a couple of times when you were out, Leslie talked about it. It's about spreading you out, moving around, and getting matchup advantages. And if I can get my running back running away, Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson, Christopher Rodriguez, any one of these guys running away from a linebacker, and they catch the ball, they have an advantage over them. This is what this offense is about. You have to still learn when it's fourth and one, fourth and inches, fourth and goal, you can line up and smash the hell out of somebody getting in zone. But ultimately, this offense is about getting you thinking flat foot so I have to chase somebody. And if they can do that on a consistent basis, I believe they have enough offensively at their skill positions to give some people problems. But it all comes back to the offensive line.
Yep.
As my phone just taped everything I said.
Charles Leno's going to talk today. That'll be interesting. I mean, they are really leaning on him because you got four new starters. I was glad that Ron talked about, you know, the tape shows that things look better for Cosme on the inside. I believe that. You know, we do Fact or Fiction on Wednesdays. I know we're going to do a special golf edition today, but we always do the what he didn't say. I mean, there was a real split in the pre-draft process on Cosme if he would make a better guard or tackle. I think I buy that moving him to guard is – like when Ron said Chris Paul might play tackle, that was nonsense. When Ron said moving Cosme to guard makes sense for them, I believe that.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see. There was one other comment in there that really stood out to me. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. Talking about a secondary player that a lot of people are excited about, and then they go DB, DB in the first two rounds of the draft. Brian, I guess you know exactly what I'm thinking. We'll tell the world when we return right here on B. Mitchell.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, it sounds like I need an update of what just happened in studio. Jeff,
you don't need
just
an update.
Dunked on B-Mitch.
First of all, let's break it down. I'm on the phone talking to a friend of mine who I met at Johnny Damon's golf tournament. He happened to be a member at Lakewood, so he had his golf tournament on Monday. I said they got us broadcasting from another one for the show out in Fairfax, so I can't play in it.
Yeah, that should be fun. Monday
I'm
will be
on
the
phone looking towards landfill, not paying attention. Jeff kicks the ball behind me and claims he scored on me.
Jeff, I'd like to hear your version of events, sir.
That was it. Jeff, turn on your mic, dog.
I turned my mic.
Really delivering in the clutch here, Jeffrey.
But I have a six-letter word for you, JP.
Six-letter word. What's it start with?
E-X-C-U-S-E. Because your boy B-Mitch was definitely paying attention.
Where was I paying attention at, Jeff? I was talking on the phone, fool.
You moved your foot. I gave you the sasow. And then, boom, I scored. Ronaldinho, give him the dance.
Well, since he's deciding he did something on me,
keep your
head on the swivel because I may knock you through. I may knock your ass through the window today.
He's got a pretty big
rock body. Stop playing with me.
You're definitely not a rock body. Landfill underreported here, but by far the most impressive thing that's happened in the last 5 minutes. You ready for it?
What's
that? Can you guess?
You used the tick spray.
I did use the tick spray. That's not the answer, though. Jeff spelled excuse right. He was under the
gun. Hold on, what is that supposed to mean?
We know you're good at coming up with them. I just didn't know you were good at spelling it. So I appreciate that, Jeff.
Well, I was actually sitting there waiting to see if you were going to put S on the end to say excuse. I was going to say that's seven, not that's seven, not
six. I know. So speaking of perhaps excuses, one thing that you mentioned to me after the draft that I couldn't help but just hear again when Ron Rivera addressed the media this morning.
Uh-huh.
Did you catch? He was asked about the secondary, and what coaches do this time of year is they just—you ask one question about one player, they're just going to talk about the whole damn position group. That's how Ron just told us that Chris Paul might play tackle.
That's the way you—that's the way you keep people from trying to figure out exactly what you're thinking.
Well, I think we learned a little bit of what he was thinking, and I'm circling back to a conversation you and I had after the draft when Ron was talking about all the options in the secondary. You know, he kind of went player by player, and I think they've got a lot of good players in the secondary.
Yeah.
But when he talked about Benjamin St. Juice, he said, if we can keep him on the field.
Yeah.
And I think if Ron is mentioning that in June, it's clearly on their mind. And when players ask, or when fans rather ask, how can these guys go DB in the first two rounds of the NFL draft? I think that Benjamin St. Juice staying healthy factor was absolutely a part of things.
Exactly. And remember when we talked about the Benjamin St. Juice thing and like I love the guy on the field.
Yeah.
But you have to be on the field. And when he got the concussion aspect, I'm like, okay. You get one concussion, you get a second. People are more concerned about that than anything else. Because the fact there's so much uncertainty, even the medical profession doesn't know everything about a concussion. And I think a lot of teams, they look at it like, okay, a guy get one, he could be great all week. And Saturday morning or Sunday morning wakes up and can't play. He could be good and go out in a pregame and have one of those little form tackle, boom, and he could get he can't play. So I think the concussion thing scares people more than even knee injuries now.
Well, knee injuries, I mean, I'm not even doing a bit here outside of the lingering effects of Chase Young. For most knee injuries, for most people, and it's certainly not all, you never know, but for most people, they're able to come back. And the timelines have been kind of sped up, and the return to form, maybe you're able to get back on the field and you're 80%, but usually by the following season, you're all the way back.
But see, that concussion thing,
you can't control, right?
You can pass the test. Like you've ever heard sometime when we had guys, they say, no, it wasn't a concussion. And then the guy shows up Wednesday, practice, Thursday, practice, Friday, he didn't practice. He had concussion-like symptoms. But he didn't have them Wednesday and Thursday. So it is too uncertain, you know, with that type of thing. And I think that really affects people. I told you, back in the day, it was always about the spine. Because when a guy had a back or a spine injury, they always believe what the guy said more than they just believe anything else, because it could not be a bad one day, and the next day you can barely move. The concussion thing is the same way as the spine. That's the new spine routine. When a guy say he has a spine thing back in the day, he's on practice squad or injury reserve for the whole damn year. They can't just let him go. Same thing with a concussion.
And, I applaud that they're trying to make sure people's brains stay safe. Like, I'm not knocking any of it. I think you gotta consider when they went DB in the second round, when they were offensive linemen there that probably would have made sense, and they went defensive back anyway. I think that is a telling part of. And they released Bobby McCain. They've since released Cam Dantzler. I think they've identified the guys they like. I also think, not to make this too much about St. Juice, I also think they realized, okay, our depth in the secondary, particularly at corner, is awful, and we can't be in a situation where Wild Goose and Castro Fields have to start for us. If they are our bottom of the roster practice squad guy, okay. But, we can't go into week 9 against, I don't know who they're playing week 9, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and we got Wild Goose out there. That just can't be the plan. Now, so now you got a situation where you go Fuller, BSJ, Forbes, Kwan, probably Danny Johnson at that point. That's just such a more cohesive, professional, perhaps very good unit. Because I think the excitement around Emmanuel Forbes is legitimate and deserved. I think, all they're doing is passing out here. So we're not getting a really good look at Fedarian Mathis or something, right? But Forbes has looked good. I'd say Quan Martin has looked good, not as good as Forbes. But what you always got to worry about with the real speed guys, the burners that impress everybody at the combine, is it game speed or is it straight line speed? Watching Forbes now for a few weeks, it's game speed. I mean, it's that kid's legit. Could there be some physicality things? Sure, but say he's probably 170, 175, somewhere in there by now, and a offensive scheme gets put together that he's sitting in a soft zone and a tight end comes over there. He's not going to physically be able to handle that. But, I don't know that
if you could read the play and break on the ball, you don't need to physically handle the tight end.
Slap right, the ball but what down. I agree with that. But, two, there's not a lot of corners that can. Yeah. Would it make a real difference if he was 185 or 175 if the guy he's going against is 230?
Nope.
You know what I mean?
You remember, what was the guy, they used to always use him in New England, used to use, what was the guy up there?
You're not talking about Gronk, are you?
No, they shut down corner.
Oh, Revis?
They would put Revis on tight ends a lot. Those tight ends still caught the ball on him. He made the tackle, but they caught the ball on him. They used their bodies on him, blocked him out, got the ball, he tackled him, but still. And Revis was a big guy.
Yeah. A series of very important dates will be the middle of August when the Commanders practice against the Ravens. The Ravens preseason game, which is a Monday nighter, which I think will be our best glimpse at what this team's actually going to look like. And then Halloween. I'll explain what I mean when we return. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up at 11, Brendan Porath from the Fried Egg Golf Channel is going to join us to talk about everything going on. Live, PGA, hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy, and also, do they get all that money still? Because I was hearing that they may not
get
them.
I bet they don't.
They probably won't get all that cheddar.
Whatever they got up front, they get. And whatever they've been paid so far, they get. But that joint is dissolving. Things dissolve.
Hey, listen.
They go.
They know how to work it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You know who was right about everything?
Ooh.
Phil Mickelson. We're going to get into all that.
He right. He gets all his money. He'll get all his money. He ain't right.
Yeah, but he's also the PG. He was like, the tour's going to have to change, and now they have. 10 minutes. We're going to get into all of it. Real quick, though. I think the most important series of dates in the relative immediate future are these practices against the Ravens and then the game, the Monday night preseason game against Baltimore. Ron's made it pretty clear that that's when they're going to really have a good idea on what they got and how. And I think Howell's your week one starter almost no matter what, unless it looks really bad.
Yeah.
But I think that will be our best indication, is that 2 days of practice and then that game. Does that sound about right to you?
It sounds right. And I love the fact that they're playing against the Ravens and practicing against them, because that has always historically been a very good defensive team, and they are well prepared. So if we can go out there and look well against them offensively and defensively, because defensively they will test us. They will have some hard-nosed dudes running right up the gut, you know, and figuring out what our D-line is. So, yeah, you can find out a lot by them playing against the Ravens.
I totally agree. Now, I should have clarified. That's on the field what's most important. Now, the most important thing out here in 20 years is going to be whenever the NFL convenes everybody. Josh Harris is meeting with the NFL Finance Committee today. They're going to iron out all the little wrinkles in the deal. They're going to get this thing done. Eventually, they're going to bring all the NFL owners together for a vote. My guess is it's August-ish. I've heard all sorts of things on the timeline. We don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be what's most important. But on the field, Howell's performance against the Ravens. Then we get into the regular season. If it is Howell, hell, even if it's Brissett. I saw something from Albert Breer this morning in Sports Illustrated that I found really pretty interesting and really pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL trade deadline is probably going to be November 1st or 2nd. They haven't announced it yet, but it's going to be right after Halloween. You're going to have, by then, definitely new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have, by then, a real understanding of what this team, the 2023 Commanders, is.
Mm-hmm.
By Halloween, you're going to be 8 weeks into the season. with the trade deadline looming the day or two after, should the Commanders be 5-3, full steam ahead? Let's go win some games. Let's win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Let's host a playoff game, right? That'll be the mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Should the Commanders be 4-4? All right, we'll see. 3-5, probably still okay, we'll see, especially if Howell's showing you something.
Yeah.
But, B, if this team gets to Halloween at 2-6, at 1-7, I don't think that's going to happen. But they have a much more winnable – they have many more winnable games in the first half of the schedule than the back half. I'd put Cardinals, Broncos, Bears, Falcons, even Giants. Like they can compete with all those teams. But if things go bad, if four new starters on this line are proved inept, or the injuries stack up, or Howell's no good, or the fluctuation we've seen in defensive rankings and defensive performance goes back the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, and we get to Halloween, B. And you got a new owner who didn't hire anybody that's in this building, and it doesn't look good, and you've got an owner with a documented track record of playing for the future, which is an incredibly kind synonym for tanking.
Yeah, but I just think that
things could get interesting.
It could get interesting, but I think in football, it's not that easy.
Totally, because no matter what, you got 50 guys that are – fighting for their jobs.
Yeah.
Of an NFL roster, 75-80% of them are unsure they'll be in the league next year. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
But you could get to October and a directive come from above, hey, anybody that's in a walk year, anybody that might net us something in the draft, let's explore it because we're 2-6. And this thing looks like it's shot for this year, and we're really excited about next year when we get to fully take over. And I do think maybe it's a small possibility, maybe it's a real possibility. I think fans have to somewhat be cognizant of how different things could go if they get off to a slow start this year. Mm-hmm. This isn't – Dan, in the last 10 years of his ownership, I would say, he got very, very patient with coaches. And some might suggest it's because he didn't want to have to buy out contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to be the case with a new guy showing up with a group that's worth $50 billion and a directive to get a new stadium built and fill up the current stadium they're in.
Probably not. But I just think that to assume they're going to start trying to rebuild real quick, that's hard to do, brother.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it will depend on what happens.
Yeah, it'd be a little treacherous.
It'd be a great year to not start slow.
Yeah.
There's a trend of starting slow. It'd be a great year.
This would be a good year to hit the ground running. As I always say, start fast because you have a history of being able to play strong down the stretch. Start a little faster and then play strong. You end up in the playoffs.
Biggest story in sports, PGA Live Golf merger. Our buddy Brendan Porath helps us break it all down when we return right here. Be Mitch Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.